Kendi and Ravo podcast, sponsored by Maves and the Garavo Bar.
Open up that white hag, will you?
Not very chilled.
Yeah, I was going to say, would you not have put it in a freezer? Oh, sorry, are both mics working there, Jamesy? Can you see both levels coming up, yeah? And they're not peaking or anything, no?
No, that's me now there. That's what it is.
No?
No.
They're all good? Yeah.
Well, that's great, isn't it?
Tis really, in a weird way, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I have a coffee in one hand and a white hag in the other.
Why is that, Kenji?
So the good news is I'm going to get bull tick on the drink. But I'd have the energy to go down to town fighting, which is great. We talked about that last week.
It's Buckfast in two parts.
It actually is a little bit. When I start pouring them into each other, no, we could be on something be nice. Here now, Bob.
Yeah, chasing a coffee with a white hag.
White Hag's new coffee flavoured beer.
Episode 263, for anybody that was wondering.
Why you say it like that?
I don't know.
Just why did you look at me like that when you said that?
I didn't mean to look
at because you know
like
that I don't understand why.
Yeah, why
you always do that.
Yeah. Although, I'm wondering, could I possibly change the little logo?
Yeah.
You know our little faces that just be up on people's car dashboards when they're listening to us?
We do have little faces,
We do have little faces, and I wanted to try and change that for 1 week only, so I'm going to look into that.
To what?
To, well, we start with it, and so will we.
What?
Okay. I don't like to interrupt the flow of it.
Okay.
But
what is that?
You know the way I do buy things?
Is that like a little Yoakum Maltesers you get in the airport?
No, it's not.
Isn't it an exact replica of my old flute?
So, it's a...
Anyone on Patreon can see
it's
this
like,
now.
It's, yeah, so if you're it's on Patreon, this is a very Patreon bit, but we'll try our best to describe it.
Yeah, for sure.
To people not on Patreon.
Yeah.
But this is like the... What I'm holding up is something that would be like...
It's a cylinder-based parcel.
It's like cling film, the end of the cling film roll.
Yes.
That's what it looks like.
That's what it looks like.
Because it's a cardboard roll covered in cling film.
Yeah.
So I bought this.
Okay.
Right? And it's a piece of art. Right?
Piece of art. The thing about it nowadays is like anything is art like. Do you know Jackson Pollock? If you look up Jackson Pollock, he opened the door for everybody. You could spray shite in the walls and call it art.
Yeah, okay. So I was on Facebook one day and I seen this picture and I thought it was the most hilarious thing I'd ever seen. So I immediately went to buy it. Now it cost €22.
Jesus Christ.
Right? And it landed yesterday to our old address in Chapel Street. So I had to go over and collect it. From the house.
Yeah.
And I brought it in and Laura was like, oh, what's that thing that got delivered to Chapel Street that you shouldn't be sending stuff to Chapel Street anymore? You have a new address.
She knows that you might be sending stuff to Chapel Street.
She thought
to keep it away from her.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I bought it from a thing on Etsy and the store is Nixie Clock Store.
Nixie Clocks.
Nixie Clock Store.
You want to be careful the way you say that now.
Nixie Clock Store.
Oh, Nixie Clocks. Right.
Why would I want to be careful?
Just you might forget an L somewhere along the way. It doesn't matter anyway now.
Anyway, it lands anywhere. And do you want to know where it landed from?
Go on.
Lutsk, Volynsky, Ukraine.
Oh, it came from Ukraine.
I bought artwork from Ukraine, which is mad because, of course, there's a war happening over there and it's marvellous that they're still able to get their stuff out.
In fairness, Well, it is true. Like, I mean, it doesn't take over the whole.
So anyway, Laura opened it and was disgusted.
Hang on. Whoa.
But I want to get your opinion.
Yeah, but let's slow things down a little bit.
Because you're an art connoisseur.
Yeah, okay. But before you show me this art, let's slow things down. So there's a couple of things.
Yeah.
I've just told you there.
Yeah.
Anything is art now.
Hmm.
Do you know? The value that you put on art is solely based on the reaction that you get. Like, art doesn't have any value until you want it.
Yeah.
So you know the way people say, let's say Van Gogh.
Yeah.
I don't know any modern artists. Banksy.
Yeah. Banksy, yeah.
Your man Banksy.
Banksy, not T in
right?
this.
What? Banksy, right?
Yeah, okay.
You know Banksy.
Yeah.
He puts out art on the spray paints wall and someone says, that's now worth $6 million.
Yeah.
And I go, no, it's not, because I don't want it. Do you know what I mean when I say that?
You're out with a power washer getting rid of it.
I don't want it, so it's not worth $6 million.
Oh, it's not worth $6 million to you.
It's only worth $6 million to the person willing to pay $6 million.
Yeah,
so that's what art is. Art is what they call, Ray, subjective.
Yes.
Okay? And a lot of art nowadays, I just want...
Laura was very subjective to me. Then,
have you seen the art pieces where you get a table like this?
Yeah.
You cover it in what is called a canvas.
Yeah.
White canvas.
Yeah.
And a fella will just throw paint on it.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, it's just, I'm letting my emotions out all over it. I'm like, that someone paid 500 grand then to buy that piece of shit, you know? And we have this trouble then with the Gestapo Lecce. They're fucking trying to ruin the Mona Lisa and all that.
Yeah,
but like, what's the Mona Lisa worth?
It's priceless.
So if the Mona Lisa genuinely gets destroyed by the Just Stop Oil Lecce people, right?
Yeah.
Does anyone lose out?
Well, I think humanity loses out.
Not really, though, because just picture of an old bitch.
We have picture, we've made copies of it.
It's just an old bitch, yeah. And it's and modern, pictures of it. Modern photocopy it is.
It's brilliant.
I'll just put another one in there. It looks the same. Yeah, do you know what I mean? But that's the original. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just put it in there. It's the same thing.
You're making fine points.
Do you know? Yeah. So it's all, it's not worth anything. You can't put that kind of value on something like art.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, if you show me a picture of a cock after me getting your introspective about this, we're cutting the whole section out, okay?
It's not.
So what are you about to show me?
So what I'm about to show you is, and I'm really sorry for anyone, like I said, I might try and put the picture up in some way, shape, or form. We'll put it up on our Instagram anyway.
For sure.
So you'll get...
Yeah, it'll
drag the subject of this week's podcast starts with this.
Okay, so there's a good rollout of it now.
It's good. I got the big extra size. I got the extra big size. So,
the big medium, big as you said last week.
I got the extra large. So I'm just going to try and hold it out for you and try and... Okay, so if that can be seen on the camera. So...
Yeah.
Can you describe... But it's just a bit curly. So can you describe... what you're seeing there now.
So what hopefully the camera's focusing on that, James, is it on it, yeah? For Patreon people, thereabouts. Yeah.
So can you describe to the listeners at home what you're seeing?
So straight away, it's not as amazing as you think it is because I know what it means.
Oh, savage.
I think.
Yeah.
It's... Oh, I don't know what it means. Oh.
Just describe what you see. What you see.
A fella...
Yeah, up in the top left-hand
top left.
Corner.
He
yeah.
has a little suchin on. He's clearly some like kind of a barman.
Yeah, he's a barman. And what has he got in front of him? An empty glass.
He has an empty glass and he has a shaker, a cocktail shaker.
Yeah.
And then the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 10 images are him shaking it up and it's a blur.
But it's a pure blur because he's flat out. It's obviously someone was shaking.
The third photo actually looks like he's playing an accordion. Can you see that?
Right, okay.
Yeah,
great
like
podcast
the
material now, Laura, so this has worked really well.
Yeah, no, so the rest of it is then him shaking.
Someone actually did individual
photos of
not
him
photos,
shaking.
Portraits, paintings. While he was in action.
And then the last one then is him having finished and it's absolute vodka and he's made your cocktail.
He's made your cocktail. And do you notice anything different about him?
His hair is out of place.
Yeah, he's a bit dishevelled.
He's a bit dishevelled after making. But I do see that.
Do you notice anything else?
I do see Joey when he's making the cocktails. He gets pure flustered afterwards.
And come here, does Joey have any problems with his clothes after it?
He's after losing his buttons.
The buttons are gone off his shirt.
Is this a spot the difference?
No, it's not a spot the difference. It just shows you what it takes out of a fella to make a lovely cocktail.
You will lose your buttons every time you make a cocktail.
Yeah. So this is this piece of beautiful artwork that I got. I want
Live
to put,
down there for me.
I want to put that up on our in our bathroom.
Okay, so
because I think if you're sitting there having a one or a two. You're going to be looking at this.
I'd love to meet the man that can have a two without having one as well. I've never had a two without making a one.
Sometimes the two happens and then the one follows.
Yeah, because it has to. It's not possible to go two without one. It is absolutely, I'd love to meet the fella out there who thinks he can go two without one. I'll shake his hand.
It's not just fellas, women as well.
No one can go two without one, Ray. It's not possible. You're only ever... You know the way someone says, I'm going for a number two? Well, you're going for a number two and a number one because you won't be going for two without
is
one.
Is that what the Spice Girls were talking about in the song?
Would two become one? Yeah. I need a shine like you never need a shine before.
Need a shine now, baby.
Turn the ball.
Anyway,
so
I'm going to put this up in the toilet and I think people, when they're sitting down having a one or a two, that they'll be looking at this trying to figure it out and in the time that they're on the toilet, they'll enjoy it.
Okay, so... Can you tell me what drew you to this?
I saw it was hilarious. It starts off with the man about to make the thing and then there's like paintings of him making it but they're all blurry and then at the end he's all a bit chucked and he has...
lost his buttons.
Yeah, he's lost his buttons and he has a nice cocktail.
So...
€22? Would you buy it for €22?
The material on the canvas
is
nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
But
material,
can I just say like...
I feel like I'm on that antique show.
Yeah, well, if you're on the antique show, you'd be like, well, my grandfather gave it to me. They'd be like, your grandfather pulled the wool over your eyes. That
or
is bollocks.
You'd be looking at it going, are you familiar with Victorian England artwork? And I'd go, no, not at all.
So, but I'm very interested in what it is that drew you to it. Like, as in, so you see the value. Now, your value in this is €22.
Yeah, well, that's what they charged me.
If it was €52, would you have bought it?
What?
If it was €52, would you have bought it?
Probably not.
If it was €42, would you have bought it?
No.
Okay, so if it was €32?
Yes.
You would have bought 100%.
I probably would have spent anything up to €35 on this lovely piece of artwork.
Okay, so...
35 is kind of my limit when it comes to buying artwork.
If all of a sudden... it's 7 fivers. Ray won't spend a penny over 7 fivers to buy artwork.
I don't know. It's the first time in my 41 years that I've realised €35 is my limit for artwork.
So...
And
what I'm getting at is, you could easily have come in here and told me,
yeah,
Mark, this is an original piece. It's actually worth, if no came in a fucking cardboard cylinder.
Yeah.
It's actually worth €200,000.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, what? But you could maybe explain some stupid story to me as to why it's worth.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually just a portrait of the working man.
Yeah, but you can't afford
the beginning
it
of life. Like, the beginning of life you ask what you want out of life, okay?
Yeah, and it takes
and
it
then
out
it takes it out of you, and it's all a blur. And you don't. But at the end of it, you do get. You get out of life what you ask for, probably. Or you get out of life what you deserve, probably. Yeah. But in the middle of it all, it's just a blur.
In fairness, that does look like an accordion.
It does look like you're playing the box there. But you could say to me, that's why it's worth 200 grand. The artist
would
really,
you pay 200 grand for it?
Right,
would you have paid €22 for it?
So the thing is, I wouldn't wipe my arse with that.
But it's nice.
No, it just doesn't have any. It doesn't mean anything to me.
It's nice fabric. It's nice.
Do you know, but the thing is, like, so that's a. But I do get the idea behind. So why is art valuable to certain people? Because it brings out an emotion in them.
It brought me a serious emotion. I laughed my arse off when I seen it.
Yeah, well, okay,
I laughed my arse off so much that I gave €22 to a Ukrainian person to send me that.
But the thing
three
is,
3 weeks ago.
We haven't named the artist yet.
What?
We deserve, like, we should
I
name
the
artist.
I don't know who the artist is. Nick
but that's
Clock
terrible.
Store.
That's terrible. Maybe it's not it. Maybe it's not the artist who sold it yet. But what I mean is,
maybe,
like,
maybe this is a knockoff. Maybe this is an actual art piece. It's up in a gallery somewhere and someone's done a copy of it.
That's probably a reprint, like, of some shite. Do you know what I mean? Like, I could put the Mona Lisa up in my own house. Sure, my mother used to have a picture of the Lord himself up above the fucking doer. It wasn't the original one.
No, I always laugh at the pictures of our Lord in houses, and he's as white as a sheet.
Oh, he's white as a sheet. Big red lamp under him.
Our Lord wasn't white. He was not white.
Most likely from that region of the world, he was not a white gentleman.
I was warned at the weekend by my sisters that on previous episodes, I may have ventured into a racist general area.
Okay, good.
And not to do it again.
No, but you see, no, that's no more than art. No, that's all perspective.
Tis perspective.
I would not have thought you ventured into a racist thing. Or maybe I did and I made a joke
about it. I was talking about the Indian scammers.
Yeah, but it went out there. Boy, that was a bit racist. Yeah. No, but it went out there. And the thing is, it's grand.
But no, well, in fairness, it is grand only because they said, well, you're probably not big enough to warrant such a snap.
All right.
So I was thinking, great, our failure that has insulated us from any sort of controversy.
Is that we're not famous. Yeah, I mean, thank God, because we could get two Johnnies. Like, if we ever get a big job, then they'd be like, wait and hear what they said. Like, we'd be screwed.
Yeah.
Not that we've ever, we just be a bit stupid, really. Yeah. Anyway.
That's a crack. I'm glad now I got to see. Did you like my picture?
Yeah, but no, I didn't. But I was going to say it to you. I wouldn't get any emotion off that, but I do get how, like, we'd say certain pictures might bring you a certain emotion.
Yeah, yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Like a Van Gogh.
Like, I could. No, but like, that's all bollocks.
It's
well.
Not. It's lovely
it
stuff.
It is. It's all bollocks.
There's one Starry, Starry Night, and I tell you, it's fierce serene.
Starry, Starry Night, man. I reckon he did that when he was yipped out of us on fucking some kind of hallucinogenic.
Well, why wouldn't he? I love it. I look at it all
the
time.
Well, that's the thing. The Beatles wrote a lot of albums when they were yipped out of it on hallucinogenics.
Yeah, J.R. Quincy Jones called them all shite.
He called all the
Beatles
shit.
He's dead now. He rest in peace.
Yeah, Quincy is dead. Yeah,
Quincy's dead.
I mean, what? He produced a load of stuff.
He did, but he said the Beatles were the worst musicians he ever met.
I mean,
they were the lick my stereo of his age.
How dare you say that?
Very.
How shagged dare you say they were the lick my stereo?
Sorry, that was one of Mark's previous.
The thing is, I think if the Beatles came out nowadays, we'd all go.
No, I have not.
No. It's not that they didn't write. They wrote crazy songs.
Yeah.
Like songs that weren't simple to write. Like they weren't straightforward like the shite that's out today. Yeah. But I still think we'd all just go, not really into that.
No. There was.
Like, what's your favourite Beatles song?
Wasn't there a film about that where the Beatles didn't exist and some fella was the only fella in the world? There was a film.
Was there?
He was the only fella in the world that remembered any of the Beatles songs, and he's a bit of a singer-songwriter. So he started, the Bjor says, play me a song. So he played a little bit of Let It Be. And she was like, oh my God, what's that? And he was like, that's the Beatles. Oh, I never heard of them. And it was like this alternate reality where the Beatles never existed, but he knew all the songs.
And did it work?
I did. He got pure famous. But then it all came back to bite him a little bit. He lost everybody he loved. But then all of a sudden, he in typical Hollywood fashion, he made amends to everybody and eventually ended up meeting John Lennon, who didn't actually get shot. He ended up living in a little cottage up in England somewhere.
Right.
And he was like, oh my God, this is John Lennon.
How old is Paul McCartney now?
Oh, he's 70-something, maybe 80s.
Oh, I'd say he's in his
80s
now.
Yeah, yeah.
But what's your favourite Beatles song, if you had to pick one, like?
Oh, I do. What's that one? The one that goes, it's not Help. Oh, not bad, though.
You see, that's my point, though, a little bit, is that, like, we're all spoiled. Like, if someone said, oh, what's the best band of all time? You might go, oh, the Beatles, like.
Yesterday is a good tune.
Yesterday is an all right tune, yeah, but like I don't
be
think
sad
that,
listening to it.
I don't know if we're that mad into it. Like I wouldn't listen to a Beatles
song
start to finish.
Do you play any Beatles songs in yourself?
Not really. We do Obladi. That's
but,
about it. Like.
But you know something though?
I will do Let It Be if someone asks for it. Like.
People to be fierce fond of the Beatles. You should put a couple of Beatles songs.
Do you know
what's
a good one? Is 8 Days a Week. That's a good song.
Yeah, it's a good day.
Yeah, but like it is a good day. The 8 Day. Yeah.
The 8 Day.
But
the
like
week.
I just don't think that we. I think we just pretend we're supposed to be like, yeah, no, they're the best band of all time. You know.
Yeah.
Get Back is a good one too.
That's another good one.
Yeah, Get Back. But again, there's nothing. The popular ones, it's the same as any artist.
Come
the
As You Are.
The Come As You Are.
That's
when,
a really good one.
When they
wait, did, no, it's not called that.
No, no. When they did Times Like These, I thought they were absolutely
it's
brilliant.
Come Together. Come Together.
I thought you were doing a Nirvana joke.
No,
there,
it wasn't a Nirvana joke.
Come Together is shite. It's a shite song. The but I think you have this. We used to always play Come Together, and then you just get sick of it then because you're playing it all the time. You know.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. The Beatles, like, I don't really play the Beatles and no one asks for them.
Yeah, but
no one ever comes up.
I suppose, yeah, nobody does ask for them.
No.
But then when you play it, then everybody's going, that's great. We'll take more of that cheese.
It's not really cheese. I don't know. Anyway, look, we're not to be shiting on the Beatles. Yeah. Just I think I'm better
than
them.
How are you feeling, Kendi?
I'm a bit like.
Yeah, you're sniffly. I was sick last week. You were sick this week.
I know. I'm a bit head coldy as well. And I've said this before on the podcast. I know I'm sick or run down when me like forearm. Is that your forearm?
Yeah, and is it your left or right forearm?
No, both of them. They'll all start aching like
double
jabbing. Fuck. Yeah, I'd be double jabbing myself and start aching then.
I'd say you're sick enough there.
Yeah, no. So I'm not. I mean, I'm grand though.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, like, you kind of get to a stage where, especially with kids, like, where you.
Oh, here we go again.
Yeah, just me with two kids. You do like, you kind of don't really remember if you ever felt like really good, like you know.
And there was a time where you did feel good, you know.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, probably. I can't really remember it, like, but there probably was a time, like, You saw the video of me knocking the pint.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and since last
Shout
week's episode.
Shout out to Jamie there for sending in.
Jamie in Lily's graciously provided CCTV footage of Kendi from last week's story, knocking the pint, and I can safely say, having watched it several times, that it's not as bad as you made out. It was one pint.
Yeah, it was one pint.
They were sitting at the bar, it spilled on the bar, very little of it got in their pants.
It destroyed their phone. See, at the time, because like you have a blurred vision of it, like I pulled the pub down, like I pulled the whole pub down. I fell over like a cartoon.
The better use of your time when you got home that night would be to text Jamie and say, "Can I have the CCTV footage of that so that I can put my irrational mind to rest?"
Yeah, it's not the first time I've been sent CCTV from that place as well, though. It's really annoying that if they hear anything goes on. They're like, oh, let's get that.
I was all for putting it out. I was going to release it, but then we realised that there were other people in the shots and we didn't really have their permission.
Yeah, there's a lot of other people in around the CCTV. We didn't want to fucking release that.
It's very funny. But if anyone wants it, I can send it to you.
other than that, Ray, there's not a huge amount going on with me at the moment. Like, just trying to raise a load of bitches. I have found, like, raising bitches is...
can we call the episode that?
Raising bitches.
I don't think so.
I mean, that's what I say, like, because it is raising bitches.
But they're not both. Is Layla upsetting you? Is she not?
Well, what I mean is, like, raising girls. Like,
yeah, thank you.
But I always tell everyone surrounded by. I always say to people, when I was a teenager, I would have done anything to be surrounded by women, like, you know, women. And now I am.
And you know,
but it's not what I meant.
It's not what you wanted. So you've prayed all your life. I really want
to
be surrounded
by women. I'd love to be just surrounded by women my whole
life.
And
now look what you got.
Do you want to hear a brilliant analogy I met today in a cafe in town?
Well, you're very fond of yourself, aren't you?
It's very philosophical.
Yeah, go on.
Boobies make the world go round.
Right.
Okay? They're at the centre of the universe.
I thought it was...
A pair of diddies.
Gravity.
Hear me out. Because these have some pull as well. Right. Boobies make the world go round. What do you mean, Kendi? I'll tell you this. So, big old boobies, Ray, or any kind of boobies, just boobies in general. I like all kinds of boobies.
We talk about this so much.
Did we?
I think it was the whole end of the episode.
Did we already talk about this?
We called about ditties,
Did I already make this point as well?
I think you did.
That
they've changed.
No. What I mean by that is, so, as a result of me really liking a pair of old boobies, right?
Yeah.
I can't help myself, and boobies are there.
Yeah.
And then Nicola's pregnant, right?
Okay, so you're blaming the boobies.
So, boobies got us into that situation.
Okay, fair enough.
Sorry now to be crude, and I know her family listen. No,
sorry about that. The one going there, going ahead now.
Sorry about that. No, sorry, mammy.
Yeah.
But then the baby comes out then, and the baby's favourite thing in the whole world
like
is boobies.
Father. Yeah.
So my favorite thing ever in the whole world was,
share it.
Was boobies. And then it brings about more life around.
Yeah.
That then loves the boobies more than I'll ever love the boobies. And then takes those boobies for a year.
Yeah.
And then when they're done with the boobies, then I get the boobies back again. And then I create more life because of those boobies again. And then that life comes out and says, they're brilliant boobies. I'm having them now.
Yeah.
The whole world revolves around boobies.
You think it's just a constant cycle?
It's a constant cycle of boobs, right? Boobs and babies. That's it. So Isn't that good though? Isn't that really deep, meaningful?
Where were you when you thought of this?
I was in a cafe in the middle of the day talking to a load of women behind the counter.
Right. What were you doing in a cafe?
Sorry to Laura and Nicola behind the counter and Nicola Ella there.
Yeah.
I was having breakfast and they were like, oh, look at your lovely baby. And I was like,
where were you having the breakfast? I'm interested in this now.
What? It was in Blend. Why?
You're in Blend. So you and the baby with you?
Yeah, we had the baby with us.
So we all the two E?
Yeah.
Oh, so it was you and Nicola?
Nicola was there as well. Yeah.
Ah, okay. Fair
enough. And the best part of that was the women were looking at Nicola going, are you going to stop this ridiculous rant that your husband's going on?
Oh, you told them all this?
Yes.
Oh.
Right? And Nicola was like, I can't be stopping him talking shite anymore. I've had enough. Like, she wasn't even batting an eyelid at it.
That's fair play to her.
And I was trying to make a real philosophical point of that.
But she was the butt of the philosophical point.
But no, the boobies of it, not the
the boobie of them. Yeah.
But it is kind of true, though.
It is, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I can't fault.
They're the source of life and pleasure.
Yeah.
Do you know? Pair of our boobies, that's...
Okay.
Do you know?
Yep.
So I'll let you all sit in that.
Yep.
Now, it's not misogynistic either.
No.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's not. It's the truth. Like.
Yeah, no, we're you a know? Very equal opportunities podcast.
And the same point that I made last week still stands. Like, boobies are boobies now.
Yeah. So, okay.
Very natural. In fact, I think everyone should send me...
Have you ever got sent a pair?
I've never got sent a pair of boobies.
Yep. Like, that leads me on to my next point.
Okay, I was going to say something else, but never mind.
Go on.
Make your next point. As in, like, do you know, Nicola, like, I've...
Oh, yeah, Nicola might have sent them.
Do you want to let a secret out?
Yeah,
I've seen Nicola's boobies. Would you believe that?
Yeah, I've seen
Now, let that be the end of that now. Okay, that's what I mean by that. Okay.
So, another man close to the podcast, our favourite friend, Alan Clark.
Oh, yeah.
I want to speak about now because I was at his big fancy weekend down at the Prime Court.
He did the equivalent... Alan, fair play to you, you could be on something there now.
Yeah.
He did the equivalent to what all the country boys do.
Yeah, yeah.
So the country boys go out to Termolino, Santa Pons, all these places, the Algarve.
Yeah.
Denver do bring them on the cruise.
Yeah.
Or someone do.
Yeah.
Is it Carter do bring them on the cruise or Denver do do it?
Carter didn't bring them on the cruise.
No, Denver do do it. They go on a cruise and they enjoy their life.
Yeah.
And Alan, I think, said, I'm going to bring a lot of my podcasters on a weekend.
But nowhere other than
Enniscrone. Well, there's nowhere better than Enniscrone.
The disco capital of the
world. I would rather go to Enniscrone than
it's
Santa
easier.
Panza.
So we're in the Diamond Coast. I was myself and Brian's McDermott.
From Pixel Productions, who runs this studio right here.
Me and him were rocking the weekend, so we had a bird's eye view of the goings ons.
Were you drinking at us or what?
No, well, no. We had a few small
pints. You're not supposed to be drinking on the jaw, ain't
you? Oh, no, sorry. The reason I was reminded of Alan is because he also has a problem in that no one has ever sent him boobs.
What does that mean?
As in, no one has sent him pictures of boobs.
Are you sure you should be talking about this?
Well, he's openly said it. Oh, wait, no, he mightn't have openly said it.
I think he openly said it to you in the confidence of a private conversation.
I doubt it now.
At half 2 in the morning.
No, I'm nearly sure now he said it in public. We'll go on that. But so we'll go with that.
Just for a minute or two.
Yeah,
then,
but I mean, I know what he's doing. Because if he's saying that, he's obviously welcoming.
Yeah.
You know, no one's ever done that.
Oh.
And then if you were anyways an owner of one of them, you'd be kind of going.
Yeah, so it's kind of like me going, you know, I've never been sent €1 million before. Did you know that? It's like of all my life, I've never been sent €1 million.
No, I know it's easy now, but I get where you're coming from. But Alan, anyway, that's something he's been dealing with. But he ran this fancy weekend. And I wonder, would you enjoy it if you had been there?
Okay, so this is the thing. I would have enjoyed loads of that.
Right. Can I run you through the schedule?
Well, I'll just tell you now, before you go any further.
Yeah.
That's kind of up my alley.
Oh, a weekend away.
It's only down the road, a little weekend away.
Lovely.
Have a bit of crack, drink a few pints.
Yeah.
Into the bed, up the stairs.
Yeah. It is actually, I have to say.
Lovely.
He's happened across a lovely little thing.
Lovely bit of dinner.
If he'd only do it again. Yeah. So, the first night you land on the Diamond Coast. Right,
which is a fantastic
weekend, fantastic hotel down in Enniscrone, disco capital of the world.
Yep.
You land there around 4 or 5 o'clock, maybe 6, and you check into your room, which you've booked. It was $299 per person.
Right.
Sharing.
Very good.
For the weekend.
Yeah, it's very good.
This is what you get for $299. So you check into your room, a lovely room, you come back down, I sound like Trump there for a second.
Were you and Brian in the same room?
No, me and Brian didn't stay over.
Oh, I thought you'd be in the same room as who
no,
you start
we didn't
kissing.
Stay over. We
you'd
went
have Guinness and you'd be like, oh, I can't believe this is about to happen. And then you start kissing.
Yeah.
Go true. On, sorry, though.
Yeah, I wish. So you arrive and you come down, then you have, first of all, the Diamond Coast put on what they called nibbles.
Oh, nibbles.
Right? But it was nibbles that I had never seen before in my life.
Like, what are we
there
talking?
There was an abundance of staff walking around with trays full of stuff. Lamping them out. There was four different types of desserts.
They're called hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, what?
H-O-R-S D-O-V-R-U-E-S.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Or hors d'oeuvres.
No, wasn't even hors d'oeuvres. Yeah, there was bits of savoury stuff, but then there was cheesecake ice cream, there was sticky toffee pudding, but they were all mini versions. There was little cones. There was a lad going around with a cone holder and a scatter of 99s up inside in it.
Lovely.
And I was sitting there going, "This is I had all the desserts."
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, it's bad.
It was
yet,
tremendous.
Okay.
And then went in there and there was a live podcast show where he had many guests.
Yeah.
And it was tremendous crack.
What were the class guests like?
Who was he on? He had Cowboy Kelly.
He was good, was he?
I have to say, Cowboy Kelly was fierce witty.
He knows what he's doing, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's very, very funny. He got all the good crack laughs all night.
Yeah.
And he had Rachel Gorry. She was lovely. And then who else was there then? Donal Byrne. Now, Donal Byrne is a man that owns the Big Red Barn. What do you call it?
BRB Homes.
BRB Homes. He makes houses. That's
they
what
make,
he does.
They make houses.
He doesn't build them. He makes them.
Yeah. They don't build them. They're made.
They're not brick.
They're not brick.
And then he would erect them.
Stainless steel.
So he makes them and erects them.
Yeah, big erection.
Yeah, big erection. That's what that man is famous for.
Yeah.
He was there anyway. It was great crack. The knock could crack out of him. And the show finished and then everybody went into the bar and Stuart Moyles played loads of tunes.
Yup, Stuart Moyles. Is Stuart Moyles not one of the nicest fellas you've ever
he's
met
very
in
nice
life?
Fella,
no,
fellas.
Odyssey though, isn't he?
He's a ridiculously nice fella.
He's one of the nicest fellas
he's
going.
He's a big country star.
I'd love to start kissing him as well. But anyway, we won't get into that. Go on.
So that was the Friday night. Tremendous fun. You get up on Saturday morning, you might go for a walk on the beach. This was what I call the piece de resistance of the weekend. Donal Byrne, fantastic crack Irishman, brought the whole lot of them on a pub crawl up in the Scrone. From 3 o'clock till whatever time they fell out of the last pub.
Where, how, and did he get through that?
Well, this is my point. I look at him as a sacrificial lamb.
Oh, yeah.
I think Alan sat him down and going, look it. I really appreciate you helping me out this weekend, but you're going to miss the Saturday night.
Yeah.
You're not going to be fit for it.
Because and was Donal, he not fit for it?
No, he wasn't.
He was there for the meal,
but at one point, because there was a gala James Bond themed dinner then after the pub crawl, which I don't know how anyone could possibly do that.
God's above it.
God above, like after all them pints.
Yeah.
But Donal was sitting at a table in his tuxedo.
Yeah.
And at one point I was trying to do things at the stage and he came up from behind, he put his arm in under my crotchal area and picked me up off the ground. I didn't know who was doing this.
Oh, Jesus.
And carried me for a length.
Jeez, he done well to lift you now.
He did, didn't he?
Oh, good hell,
that man was bananas. But anyway, apparently he was put to bed then shortly after.
Was he?
Yeah.
I saw a video of him and Donegal Daddy. And he was
there too, he was playing in the band. Red Alert. Red Alert was a marvellous band.
Red Alert, unbelievable.
I don't mean to take the shine off the Atlantic.
Yeah,
but
if
the Atlantic aren't available,
then you'd get
you
Red
could,
Alert.
You could go on and get Red Alert. They're a very good band.
We are available though, make sure you make
but I think Red Alert are fantastic.
Yeah, they sounded good.
Because it was a James Bond party, he had to get a fancy car to drive in. So he was getting an Aston Martin. That didn't work out.
In Irish, it's an Austin Watching.
Yeah. Didn't work out. He ended up getting a Citroën Ami. Have you seen these cars?
Not the same, really, as a Aston Martin.
Might as well be. It was silver.
I saw it.
And it's fucking amazing.
The state
now,
of it.
Now, it's probably a death trap.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
It's not the
worst
thing.
Sorry, Alan.
Yeah, no.
The best weekend I've ever seen, crack-wise. That's the worst car I've ever seen in my life.
I have to tell you. Sorry. Why is it the worst thing?
The head in it.
It's not. It's a beautiful little yo.
No, the head in that
it's
car.
It's awful fun to drive.
How many people did he fit in it?
11.
11 be tits, man.
Maybe nine.
How many of them had a seatbelt on?
It was all okay, very well dressed.
Not a one of them. Yeah. How many people is it supposed to assist?
Two.
Two people is what's sitting inside
us. Yeah, but me and you would love it.
No, you look like a flute.
No, you wouldn't look like everybody be looking at you in a good
like
way.
Like a flute.
Yeah, but depends on what your interpretation of the way they're looking at you is.
Oh, it's bad. It'll be bad.
No.
Anyway, it's an awful looking yo.
Dave Duke. Have you heard of him?
Oh, yeah.
He's on iRadio.
That's right, yeah.
He's tremendous.
Yeah, great voice, didn't he?
He's a great voice, great way with a crowd.
Is he a Roscommon man?
He's Athlone. Is that Roscommon?
Well, half of Athlone is Roscommon.
Well, I wouldn't know which half he's in.
If he crossed the river Shannon, he's
over
the
side. He's probably a drop of Roscommon in him.
I have to say he's not.
What's the other county that borders Athlone?
Westmeath.
Oh, he's definitely not Westmeath.
No, yeah. No, Westmeath is when you get into the town. Roscommon is the quiet side of Athlone.
Roscommon is character. Westmeath is not.
Westmeath is now. I mean, Westmeath is like. Meath said. Savage land here.
Yeah.
Except for over that side.
Yeah.
That's a load of shite.
That's a load of shite.
And they cut it off.
Yeah.
And they were like, are you sure? No, you go after your own thing, no bother at all. Yeah. We'll keep all the lovely land.
Yeah. He was marvellous anyway.
You go live in that bog. Yeah. That's what they said, really.
He got up and he did. He was doing the DJ and the entertaining of the crowd, giving spot prizes out for people making loads of noise.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to get to. The class crack at all these shows.
It was the whole night was class
was
crack.
Was crack.
Yeah.
Now, nothing against Alan, nothing against anybody. And you can tell me, you have to tell me the answer to this next question. Mm-hmm. Was any of us the crack that might have made me want to go outside or walk
I don't think so. It was wasn't fake crack.
Was there any games, like fake games?
There was. It was blowing up balloons and there was races. Women were racing each other up and down the thing.
So that's obviously a brilliant idea.
I was enjoying it. There's nothing nicer than watching five women in high heels and fancy ball gown dresses running from one end of a function room to the other.
That's different now. You're only saying that because you're a Dutch pervert.
No, I was afraid for their safety in the heels.
It's just that Alan, I don't be that bad with it. It's just
you wouldn't enjoy that.
That's I have to leave when stuff like that happens.
Would you enjoy him coming in the car? Would that have been?
Yeah, that would have been all right.
That would have been okay.
Doesn't involve any. That's him driving in the car and us going. Oh,
yeah,
look,
that's nice.
You know.
Yeah.
It's like I just can't be dealing with any singing waiters, any of that stuff.
Would you participated in the how many people can be fit in the car? Would you have been one of those people?
No. The smells alone, Ray, would have really put me off that. You're in, like, besides someone's here, like,
yeah.
And you're like, well, how many have they in now? The fuck, will someone open a window?
There's no windows in it because there's no budget for windows in the car.
So that's why I definitely wouldn't. Any of that stuff. But I'm a born bastard, like, I am. So I play in a wedding band, and my job is to get people up and dancing.
Yeah, it's really weird.
But I'm the fella who's at the bar talking about JA, though.
Yeah.
The fella I give out about.
Yeah.
So I'm like, geez, everyone's at the bar talking about GAA. But sure, if I was there, I would have been doing the same thing.
You would have been doing the same.
Do you know?
You missed out anyway if you weren't at it.
He's doing another one for sure, definitely. He absolutely will. And the thing about Alan is we have an announcement to make about him very, very soon.
I think he's on with us next week.
Is he?
Oh, yeah, I'd say next week or maybe the following week.
Anyway, when he is on, he'll be announcing something else as well. Keep an eye out. We are huge supporters of Alan Clark, mainly because he's a huge supporter of us as well.
I am, fair enough.
And we really appreciate it.
We do.
So go to his weekends.
If they're happening again.
Have the fake crack if you want.
I'll not
be doing it. No, it's very, that's terrible. Anyway, come on.
I have to talk about the American election very, very quickly.
Oh, okay. So by the time this goes out, will we know?
Today is Tuesday the 5th of November.
Will we know who the president is by
you'll
the time?
Have a fair idea.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So who do you think it's going to be?
I hope.
No, not who you hope. Not who you hope. I don't want to know who you hope it is. Who do you think it's going to be? Who wins the election?
Kamala.
You think Kamala?
I think Kamala. Take my Pamela.
You're just doing SNL shite now.
That's very good.
Yeah, well, your one is the head of her, isn't
she?
Yeah,
she is, yeah.
She's unbelievable at it.
But I think Kamala, and because if Kamala wins it, I know the way that Trump is basically saying, if you let Kamala win this, everything's going to shite.
Yeah.
And there is that kind of undercurrent of Kamala is the status quo, the deep state, you know, the things that control everything. Yep. And Trump is the light.
Yeah.
But I don't know, do I believe that? I think if Kamala gets it, I think it's Jason C. wins.
No, I think if either one of them win it, it doesn't make a blind bit of difference.
Well, I think if Trump wins it, and I'll give you an example.
Go on.
So.
Go on.
I would be the sort of fella that... does sound for events.
Yeah.
Right?
You are that sort of fella, in fairness.
I'm the sort of fella, and you were also the sort of fella that does sound for events.
For lesser events, yes.
So imagine when you were doing a corporate event.
Yeah.
And a gentleman got up to the podium.
Yeah.
And spent 10 minutes lambasting you.
Yeah.
Because the mic didn't work.
Yeah.
Right?
That's happened.
Said he'd fire you. Said he'd, you're a loser.
Yeah.
You're a waste of space. You're, a degenerate.
Yeah.
This is what Trump did at a rally. A mic didn't work, and then he got a handheld mic, and he lit on the poor technical crew, who obviously a cable went wrong here or something.
Yeah.
But he lit on them.
Did he?
And he was seething.
Yeah.
And it's funny when you see how people, it's all about how people treat people.
Yeah.
The way he treated those people.
Yeah.
Was not nice.
Okay,
and that's, in my mind, if Trump wins, it's a bad day for the sound man.
I don't want to belittle you, Ray. But of all the stuff that he's done in his life, Ray was on the fence. Ray was really on the fence there until he lambasted a sound engineer.
I was
and Ray was like,
the cabin back.
I can't believe he was going to vote for him. Ray was going to vote for Trump until he saw that.
Yeah.
I mean, of all the things that he stands for, you know, lambasted.
But it was just very simple, yeah.
I do agree with you, though.
Yeah.
It is how you
He's
treat people.
He's not a nice man.
You can see a lot. You can learn a lot about a person by how he treats people.
Yeah.
I think it's... Maybe I'm wrong, because we're on the outside. We haven't a clue, really, what's going on there. I cannot believe that it's up in the air. That's the part.
Having been in America, you know, you can understand why it's up
Well, a little bit, though, but I can't believe that the Democrats can't find a candidate capable of wiping the floor with them.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I've answered the question. Or even the way that Trump did a three-hour thing with Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
How come the Democrat candidate can't do that?
She won't. She wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
So she would, but she was like, you have to come to me and there has to be people in the room.
Ah, load of bollocks.
So... Why can't they find someone more... So you can tell, from what I can see anyway, and we're looking at it from the outside almost, and again, like an entertainment aspect of it, because the stuff that comes up in our feeds is kind of the more the funny side of it or whatever, you know. So what I'm seeing is that she kind of seems a little bit... People are going for her. So let's say Democrats or people who hate Trump are going for Kamala Harris.
Mm.
But when you ask them why, or they're nearly going...
She's just not Trump.
I kind of have to.
Yeah.
I know she doesn't really stand for anything.
Harrison Ford came out.
She doesn't mean
Harrison
anything to me,
Ford,
but I have to.
Harrison Ford came out and said, look it, I don't agree with her.
Yeah.
I don't think she's great.
But she's not Trump.
But she's not Trump.
So why, in a country of 350 million people, all right, the global, like they are the global governments, we'll say. I mean, in their own eyes. I might be saying that
but
a little
bit. But how does she, was an attorney general. Like, you don't get a job as attorney general in a country unless you're half.
She's
obviously,
no, she's very impressive.
Yeah.
Like, let's say she's very impressive.
I think she's very impressive.
But she's not, but why is she not hammering Trump? It should be the easiest job in the world.
Yeah, it should be.
The Democrats should be able to find someone and go, well, you go up and stand on stage beside him and make sure he looks like a flute.
Yeah.
No, there's no one that can do it.
Yeah. Cowboy Kelly could do it.
You would send Cowboy Kelly up with the Democrats.
I mean, that's definitely
And the problem
a man
is,
now.
A lot of... So we talked about this in politics. It's similar enough here in Ireland as well, is that what happens is most people live in the middle. I've said this before. And then you have the big voice on the side. And the American... So the American state, that this is how it works in my head. They both go far left and far right, really, in policies, in what they're saying whenever they want to become president. Yeah. Then usually when they get in, they all end up in the middle of the road anyway. Yeah. The Democrats had some brilliant middle-of-the-road candidates, but you can't have this middle-of-the-road straight
book
out.
The book that's running with him, Tim Walz.
Who?
Running with her. The vice president, Tim Walz.
Who's he?
Like, he's marvellous.
Is he? Yeah.
He's pure core American values.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, he was in the National Guard, so he never got to go overseas and kill people for America. Mm. He only got to just mind the house when they were gone.
I mean, it is funny you say that as well, because, like, I've seen two separate clips of Kamala Harris. And in one of them, she's like, we really got to protect the Israeli state. Like, this is going to get taken down now. I just realised by saying
that's
that.
It
anyway,
now. That's the end of that now.
But then,
lads, it's been a good run.
And then in another clip, then it was just like, we have to really respect Palestine. And you're like, what are you doing here? Like, playing. The thing with Trump is, the reason I hope and pray he doesn't win is that I know that, from what I've gathered, he's a sympathiser of that side of us.
Mm.
And I think anyone that stands by what's happening over there, I don't care. They should all put their hands up, like, and be called. But if I'm like, get that prick out of there, then.
Can I also just to finish up this little section?
Go on.
Can I recommend, if anyone likes, there's a podcast called Trigonometry.
Oh yeah,
you know it.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah.
Trigonometry, and they did an episode there a couple of weeks back with a British colonel, who spent the last year in Gaza.
Oh yeah,
and I would recommend. That if you're anyone's interested in the Israeli Palestinian experience, that sounds like something you get in Universal Studios.
1600 quid all in, and flights.
Israeli Palestinian experience. You get to experience both sides.
You should listen to that.
This particular episode, it gives a kind of a different perspective.
Well, okay,
and I'm not going to say what that is.
No, I don't want to jump in either. No, I know what
you're
saying.
But it gives a different perspective, and in fairness, you kind of go, okay, it's good to know.
Okay, so...
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, let me... Because people will think... I feel like I know how to say something on this, so just give me 30 seconds to say something. I get what you're saying. They're not doing it for no reason. But all I'm saying is that on both sides, they're a shower of bastards.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. But the second that you decide they're both a shower of bastards.
Yeah.
It needs to end now.
Oh, it does, yeah.
The people in the middle aren't
a
shower of bastards.
As I said... this particular podcast yeah. illustrates
yeah.
how it may end.
All right, okay. That's all. Invite to go over and do a concert or something.
Kendi live.
They'd be like, all right, we'll stop. Jesus Christ, please, we'll stop.
Yeah, live and gas.
No, right. Here we go, Brown Eyed Girl. Ah, oh, fucking stop, please.
Surely you don't want to hear a Beatles tune.
It is weak. It's awful. It's fucking. I have to do anyway, the other thing is, well, apologies to any of my American friends, and I have American family as well. A new American.
I think I've saved you.
I have a new American member of my family as well. I just want to say, we're idiots for saying all this. We're just talking out loud. So as of
you're right there with
hopefully
the
as of Friday will be announced. Like, but my little sister Ellie and her husband Kenny had a beautiful little baby boy called Dara today.
Thank God they went away from the Ellie Kenny. It's a different
Ellie Kenny and they had Benny.
Their little baby Benny.
No, they had baby Dara who was born. So huge congratulations.
How do you spell it?
D-A-R-R-A-G-H.
Okay, straightforward.
Do you know why?
Why?
So, number one, Ellie
wants to keep... He's named after the Minister for Housing.
That is... Kenny, an American, is a huge fan of Dara O'Brien.
Yeah.
No, the reason they called him Dara was so... They were going to spell it D-A-R-A, or Ellie was, but that's a woman's name in America.
Ah,
I didn't realise that at all.
No.
And then she wants to keep the Irish side of it, the Dara. So
yeah, no, it's very nice. Yeah, no, in fairness...
So, a big congratulations to them. I now
big congratulations to Minister O'Brien, too. Another child named after him.
He has too many of them now.
That man's doing well when it comes to the you don't see so many Simons around the place.
But anyway, I have to be careful of, like, when I talk about America, like, we haven't a clue. We're just soaking up the entertainment value of it. That's all.
Yeah.
We're obsessed. Like, the Americans must be looking at us going, why are you so obsessed with us? Would you ever shut up? Like,
I don't think they worry.
But I do think that there's a lot of lunatics over there. But anyway,
have a shout out. Nathan Delaney, fair play to him. He sent us in a meme. It was an office meme. It was one of my outfits. That's all I
show think. Me.
Let me show it to you there. Yeah, it was something about to explain the difference between.
Oh
these two
photos. I know that meme. Yeah. Yes, Nathan, I know that meme. I mean, I watch The Office all the time. That's brilliant.
Today, yeah, no, that's
Nathan. Fair play
last
to you, boy.
Most people, says I.
Yep.
But tremendous. I have a quiz.
Oh, I love a good old quiz.
So we're going to do a little bit of a quiz.
Go on,
Father Ted quiz.
Yeah,
it's rapid fire. I'm not going to give you the. So there was. There was multiple choice in this, makes it easy. It was on joe.ie and Laura ran it at me last night. And I
how'd you get
enjoyed
on?
It. I got, I think, 14 out of 25.
Okay, I have to be 14.
So you have to be... Okay, so this is the
someone's
rapid...
Someone's going to have to count here.
The rapid fire buzz around. James, okay. Are you fit to count? And James McGann is on the things.
Oh, yeah, just do a little mark every time I get it, Jamesy.
Yeah,
thanks.
So James is going to line up now and actually do a kind of a count to see. So I did 14 out of 25 questions. Obviously, everybody at home... It's a bit of crack in this. So what I'm going to do, you're going to give me the answer and I'm going to give you the correct answer.
Okay.
And this is a very Father Ted quiz, but it was really, really good. Okay. Would you consider yourself a good Father Ted fan?
Like, I haven't watched Father Ted in a lot of years. Like, but
did you love it when it was out?
Yeah, it is the most quoted show in the history of
Ireland.
And
the funny thing was, Laura wouldn't be a viewer of the Father Ted.
No.
But she very much enjoyed the crack in this quiz.
Do you remember the time we put up Father Ted content before on TikTok and we had to take it down?
What was that? Oh, yes. Yeah.
Do you
remember?
Yeah. So this would be good if this goes up. Go on.
Yep. Right, are you ready?
Yes.
25 questions on Father Ted. Which of these was not an attraction at Funland on Craggy Island? The ladder, the Lake of Terror, Freak Pointing, or the Tunnel of Goats?
The Tunnel of Goats.
No, it was the Lake of Terror.
Shite, that's one wrong, okay.
What word did Father Stone's father use repeatedly to describe...
Terrible father, isn't it terrible?
Father, you're right, yeah, that's very good. Fill in the blank. They're even coming from... To see the film.
They're
the film
even coming from Gdansk
to see
the film.
Well done. What was the response of Father Harry Coyle to being awarded a mark of 7 out of 10 for his performance of Ziggy Stardust at the All Priest Stars in Their Eyes lookalike competition?
Fucking hell. Was it something? Oh, you give me multiple
I'll
choice.
I'll give you the four, yeah. Pricks, tossers, bastards, or wankers?
Wankers. It was wankers, 100%.
No, it was bastards.
Feck it anyway.
What book did Ted claim to have read 10 times in conversation with novelist Polly Clark?
Not Pride and Prejudice.
No.
It's the other one. It's the double. It's Law and Punishment. Or
Crime and Punishment.
Crime and Punishment. Give me that. Give me that.
That one. Well done, James.
I knew what that was.
James is really enjoying himself now. The cameras have stopped. What did Father Jack drink that caused his apparent death in the final episode?
Dreamy, nicey, snoozy, snooze.
No, it was Floor Pilot.
Oh, shite. I jumped the gun. I didn't even hear the question.
What did Noel Furlong claim Ted had a voice like?
Celine Dion.
Celine Dion is correct. What number ticket did Dougal win the raffle to win the car? With what number ticket did Dougal win the raffle?
I have two in my head.
Yeah.
It's either 7 or 11.
Which one do you want to go with? I give you a clue. It's the same upside down.
Oh, it's 11. It's I was 11. Right, was
yeah,
I?
I'll give you that okay, one now, yeah. Fill in the blank. Dougal, we are not watching.
Dougal, we are not watching.
Yeah.
Give me what, like, 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Dougal, we are not watching.
It's a film.
Oh, I can't remember.
Aliens was the answer. Feck. Sorry now, yeah.
Feck it anyway.
Based on his incredulous response to Dougal's answer to his question, which band did Father Damo Lennon really prefer?
Oasis.
Correct.
Yeah, he said Blur and he said, what? Oasis.
What was the name of the song entry by the Hairy Bowsies at Songs for Ireland 1996?
Like, were they the Hairy Bowsies? No.
No, it was the other crowd.
Oh, Dream to Dream or something?
No, it was You Dirty English Bastard.
I don't know what that is at all.
What name did Dougal give to his rabbit in the episode where the
Sampras,
house began?
Matt Sampras.
Who won the lovely girls competition?
Oh, I have it. Yvonne, something. No.
I'll give you three names. Mary Gondola, Imelda, Assumpta.
Oh, Imelda.
Was it Imelda?
Yeah, it was Imelda.
Congratulations. Yeah, Imelda. You got that one. What does Dougal attempt to give up for Lent?
He tries to give up rollerblading.
Well done. Yeah, yeah. Congratulations, yeah.
Could have been skateboard.
What infamous historical figure does Ted say Father Stack is worse than? Because you wouldn't find said historical figure playing jungle music at 3 a.m.
Is it Harvey? No.
No.
No, it's, hang on a second.
It's the worst man that ever lived.
He's like Hitler or something.
There you are.
Yeah, that's what it is. He's like, I know Hitler wouldn't be playing jungle
Imagine,
music.
Poor old Hitler is the worst man that ever lived. Even above Genghis Khan, because no one remembers the bad
Genghis
things.
Genghis Khan killed millions
know,
and millions.
But no one remembers.
Yeah, no one remembers that.
Yeah. Yeah. Who drew a picture of themselves in the nip with a dog on board the airplane?
Oh, Jesus, Father.
Was it Father Joe Briefly, Father Cave, Father Fay, or Father Flynn?
Father Flynn.
Correct.
Yes. That's Father Faye's a fellow who can't talk. That's Father Faye.
Which well-known Dutch footballer did Dougal predict would appear sitting in a chair?
Oh, it's Ruud Gullit out of shades. Isn't it? It's Ruud Gullit. Yeah.
Laura was shocked at me answering these questions. Like, how did you know? Which tribe did Ted incorrectly claim had no representatives living on Craggy Island?
Oh, jeez, that's a really tough one.
Apache, Pygmy, Zulu, or Maori?
The Apaches.
Nope. I think it was the Maori.
Was it Maori? Yeah. All right, okay. I'm doing shit at this.
What was Hud Hastings wearing that prompted suspicion from Ted that his role in corrupting the King of the Sheep competition?
He was wearing a big, massive woolly jacket, like a coat, wasn't it?
I said the same thing.
Oh, was it jewellery?
No, it was more than that. It was a crown.
Oh, he was wearing a crown.
Yeah, he
You're
was.
You're right, he was
what,
wearing a
what
crown.
What speed must Dougal not allow the milk float to drop below to avoid detonating the bomb?
4 miles an hour.
4 miles an hour is correct.
Oh, what an answer.
Which member of the St. Luke's youth group repeatedly tells Noel Furlong to shut up while...
Will you shut up? Noel Fields. Is it Noel?
It's Noel's brother.
Tony Fields.
No.
Tony, it was.
No, it wasn't.
I really like Tony.
It's Tony Lynch.
Tony Sorry. Lynch, yeah, it was yeah, Tony,
no.
yeah, yeah.
We're not giving him that.
Give him Tony,
no,
it was Tony.
No.
It was Tony, I
no,
got
it
that.
Wasn't. I'm the manager of this quiz. What over 75s team did Father Romeo Sensini represent before turning out for Rugged Island?
I can't remember.
I'll give you Italy, Monaco, Malta, or
Vatican. It's Italy.
No, it's the Vatican.
Did he?
Yeah, he won 17 caps for them before departing for Rugged Island. What country did Father Jessop sarcastically claim to have come by en route to Craggy Island with Bishop Brennan?
Would you like a cup of tea? No, we'd rather...
Outer Mongolia, New Zealand, Chile, or Southern Yemen?
Southern Yemen.
Southern Yemen is correct.
Yes. No, we came by Southern Yemen. Oh, you're such a prick.
Fill in the blank. I'm no good at judging the size of crowds, but I'd say there's about...
2 million.
2 million? 17 million.
Fuck us.
Yeah. The music of what band prompts a sudden mood change in Father Kevin while on the bus?
Oh, Radiohead. That's class. It's my favourite scene.
That's it.
No bother at all there. Turn it up there.
James, do a little count there now.
I didn't do very well at all.
I think you did. I say you bet me.
Yeah, but you had multiple choice. I just shouted out a load of answers.
But did, yeah, but
what did I get, Jamesy? 15! Come up, yeah, fire! I'd love to know what people at home got. There's a lot of people that get nearly all of that. Some of them are very obscure now.
Yeah.
You know? That was fucking fantastic.
Fair play to Joe.ie. That's good content now for November.
It actually is brilliant November content.
Yeah.
Come here, the live show, 12th of December. You can still get your tickets. Donegal Daddy is the special guest on the day.
He was at the weekend for Alan Clark.
He was.
Yeah, in tribute to Alan Clark.
What was he like?
He was the greatest gentleman that ever lived.
Ah, but we don't care about that. Tell me
he was time. Lovely. He lent,
was pissed off. He pissed on the bar.
No, he
didn't.
He lent me two extension leads because I ran out.
Woo! Yeah,
I was professional, mate.
That's a good fella.
Yeah, he's a good fella.
A good fella lent you an extension lead.
Yeah, and black ones at that. I do enjoy a black extension lead because... It looks
can't
professional.
Can't be seen on the stage.
Can't be seen. Nobody can see it. Above. You have to actually plug things in for people because they can't find it.
Yeah, where's that extension lead? Who knows?
Who knows? He was very good. He's. Yeah. I had to ask you this question. You know the way the Atlantic is a trendy wedding band?
Yes.
The Red Alert Boys, they all wore waistcoats and yes. ties and shirts.
Yeah.
And then during AC/DC, they actually mimicked the crowd by putting their ties in their head,
oh, yeah.
rolled up their trousers, yeah. and... What are your thoughts on this?
Whenever we do AC/DC, I don't want to ruin the surprise on all of our wedding guests, or whatever. But when we do AC/DC, all of the band take their pants off, except for Bethany. All of the band take their pants off, and we get down to our jocks.
I thought you were going to say something along the lines of Bon Scott actually comes out from the dead.
Scott Boss, we dig him up.
Is
every
Bon Scott
wedding.
Dead?
He is dead. Yeah, he's the guy who asphyxiated.
What's the other lad now?
I can't remember.
What's the new lad in ACDC?
Brian Johnson. The new lad. Yeah. He's been there since fucking 1978. Ray's like, what's that new fella like?
Some fella died this week or last week, and he was apparently the original singer with Iron's Maiden.
All right.
Something Anno.
Anno.
But I don't know. I don't know. I didn't think there was an original singer with Iron Maiden. But sure, look, maybe I'm wrong.
Well, there has to be an original singer with Iron Maiden. Like, there has to be one. Because there has to be.
But I thought that was the book that drives the planes.
What?
And sings the songs. You know the book that drives the planes?
Do you mean like along the same lines of like, I'm in the band, but I drive the van as well?
Bruce Dickinson, he owns a plane. That's the reason he got into the band, I'd say. Lads, I can fly you
around
the world.
I had the okay. He was a roadie first. Yeah. And then they heard him singing, then the cockpit.
Yeah, that's it. That's fantastic, yeah.
Come here. That's anyway, 12th of December, you can come see the live show.
Absolute gent, Donegal's daddy.
Yeah.
He's very sound man, very funny.
Tickets still available if you go on ticketmaster.ie or if you just go into our Instagram. And go to the link that's there.
Please do come because it'll actually be quite a nice night.
And we have another live show that's going to be announced very, very soon. We have some huge things happening.
Do you know something? We have some nice big guests for that now, and I don't mean size wise.
Yeah, no, but we can't. We're not selling that yet.
No, we're not selling that yet.
We're selling 12th of December.
Yeah.
That's what we're selling now.
Yeah.
Before we sell anything else.
Before we sell anything else.
So if that doesn't sell out, then we won't do anything more. That's the end of us.
Yeah.
We're not doing any more live shows if you don't come to this.
You quit. Yeah, actually, threaten them.
Yeah, I'm going to threaten everyone.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be shite, but you better be there.
That's marketing that is there now.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Unless you buy the tickets, we're not doing the show.
I'm not doing that anymore again. Come here, a big thanks to Pixar Productions and to the Sligo Show for, again, we're using their studio. Yeah. And a big thanks to Jamesy for flicking the keys off himself while Brendan is on annual leave.
And, of course, Maves and the Garavogue Bar for their absolutely generous bond. I was thinking about this today.
And the White Hag.
Oh, and the White Hag. But I was thinking about this today. They're off of sound.
They are
and
off of sound.
They keep us ticking over.
Yeah.
Do you know?
No, they are. Like, I'm in Maves twice a week.
Yeah.
The finest establishment.
And the Christmas
town.
Decorations up now?
Can't wait.
But is it not up?
No, I can't wait to play in there. Oh. I'm playing there tomorrow.
I seen a video up with the Christmas decorations. It's probably the best Christmas decorations in town.
No, yeah, they put some effort in. See the Halloween decorations they put in Maves as well?
Oh, I didn't see them at all.
It was class. They put in some effort.
So yeah, if you want to see good decorations.
Yep. And you want to get a good old pint. And did you know, and this is actually, this is genuinely, we're doing advertisement here, but I didn't. Yeah. I can't.
Hashtag ad.
This one isn't. They have the White Hag Stout on tap in Maves.
Stout?
I swear to God, Ray, we had it that day out of the can, do you remember?
Yeah.
When Bob brought it in. So I went in there 2 weeks ago. Joey says to me,
will you chance it?
Because I always drink a Guinness like in there.
Yeah.
Will you chance this? And I was like, I'll chance it, Joey. Nothing against White Hag. I was like, but I'm a Guinness drinker now. Yeah. And anyway, this is the best advertisement I can give you, Bob. I would drink that instead of Guinness if I had to.
It's nice.
And that,
take the if I had to out of it.
This is real. No, this is real marketing. It's very hard to fight Guinness. Like, if I went in, I wouldn't. I'd be like,
is it a creamy pint?
It's lovely. It is absolutely
lovely.
Is
it creamy though?
Yes, it is creamy. I swear. Okay. I swear it is actually creamy.
Okay.
I drank it and went, I would drink that if I had to drink that. I have drank some other stouts like, nah.
I will now attend.
You always go, nah, it's not
I'll go straight to Maves now and I'll try it.
Try it. Everyone go out and try that, the porter inside Maves. Yeah.
That's good marketing now. You did well there.
There you go. Ray, that's it. Fair play to me.
And fair play to me.
Good luck.
Good luck.
The Kendi and Rabo Podcast, sponsored by Maves Cozy Front Lounge and the Garavogue.